Hey, good morning. It's Dave Weiner here. It is Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. So today I announced something called Project Glorp. I like it because Glorp is a funny word. And I chose that. And so I want to talk a little bit about that project and what it means for Drummer. Because I think that this is going to show you another dimension that show us all, actually, show me. Because, I mean, I've been sort of looking forward to this moment when it's not just that Drummer is good for doing blogs. I mean, Drummer is a way of writing and organizing your work. And it's every Drummer file is also capable of being a file system. And so it can contain lots of documents. That's one of the fundamental ideas of Drummer as a blogging system, is that, you know, without like putting it in your face, Drummer gets you to use the Outliner as a file system. That's what the big plus sign is all about. It says basically it's time to create another file. And that file is something we call the blog post. And a blog post is a sort of media type that at this point in 2021, we understand. And we've also seen blogging taken in another direction by Twitter. So that, to me, always has been a blog post, a blogging environment. You know, the early days of scripting news had blog posts that were basically tweets. And you know, the guys who designed Twitter were in that blogging community. We were all thinking about this stuff in the same way at the same time. And so now we bring all that stuff back into one environment, turn it into a blogging platform, and spend a couple of months working the bugs out and making sure the docs work. And I think we're on pretty solid ground there. We had a couple of, well, we had one particular thing that needed to get dealt with. It wasn't a bug. It was just basically something that it needed to be able to do that it couldn't do, which was post, well, I don't want to get into it. It had to do with dates, and dates on computers suck. They didn't suck before we had networks, but now that we have networks, we're all in one great big net. And yet, because we're on different sides of the world, it's different time of day everywhere you go. And so that, well, we resolved that, and that was something we had to look forward to, and now it's behind us. So the question now is, what's next? And I have a lot of things to choose from, and a lot of projects that are at different stages of completion sitting on my virtual bookshelf. And I could like take any one of them off and say, okay, let's do this now. And I want to do that. I want to do a lot of that. And so what we need to have is a process whereby new applications come along and get the attention that they deserve and are done in a reasonably quick time frame, because there are a lot of eyeballs on it and a lot of people thinking about it. And we just move quickly. And so I think that's what, I hope that's what Glorp is. And now I want to talk a little bit about what it is. So when I started working in Node, which I guess was like in 2013, one of the very first things I did was set up a system using the OPML editor, which I will now call Frontier for the rest of this discussion. It was just a distribution of Frontier, basically, that was configured so that it opened outlines. That was the first thing it did. But otherwise, it was entirely just basically a distribution of Frontier. And so I wanted to use that to, and S3, to manage Node applications. I had just learned how to program in Node. The basic Hello World app for me was, here's a web server. This is how web server works here. Once I had that down, it all like, well, I know how the web works. I've written lots of web software. And so now that's a language I understand. I understood how to, you know, connect everything together. And it was off to the races. Now I was going to write a lot of software. And so I needed a tool that was going to be suited for me. I wasn't designing, this is a very important principle, I was not designing it for anyone but me. That's it. So it was, I think, probably the first product that I'd ever done that way. And it was an incredible success, I have to say. I mean, I moved very quickly in developing Node stuff because I have great, what amounts to DevOps software. I mean, I just click a button and it deploys. And most of that stuff isn't even custom software for each project because I have a framework built on the Outliner that allows me to program to say this goes here and this goes there, all in one file, very easily, easy to see, easy to create a new one. All the benefits that we have in working with a blog in a single outline file, you get the same damn thing working on programming projects. And so that's, let's say, 2013. I could go back. I should get the date. I'm sure that I look at the creation date on the root in Frontier. That'll give me a pretty good idea when it was created. So now it's 2021, and that I'm still using that framework. That's what I use to work on Drummer. And as you might imagine, it's gotten new features over the years. And it works. I mean, it works great. And it's very much like old school. You know, old school came after. This is called, by the way, Node Editor. That's because what I was doing. I was creating something for me to create, to edit Node apps. That's specifically what it was for. So I'm going to pause it here for a second. So anyway, so very much like old school, which I had also developed entirely for myself, after a few years, it just doesn't change anymore. It's good at doing what it does, and it just becomes part of the sort of, I don't know, stack, I guess, was what you would say. It's part of my personal stack. So, for another reason, I want Node Editor functionality to work inside Drummer because that will allow me to do my development work on Linux and not on the Mac. And I absolutely have to do that. I have to get off the Mac platform because they shipped a version of Mac OS that does not run Frontier. And so I knew that was coming. They telegraphed it. I was warned. And so a couple of years before that happened, I bought myself a really great Mac Pro, one of the iMac Pros. So it's a beautiful computer. It's got a great screen. It's very fast. It's got tons of memory. It's a great machine to use. And I said, okay, this is going to be my last Mac. It's by definition, you know, because software, this has been true forever. And it's something people point out as being ironic, but by 2021, it's not ironic anymore, is that your investment is in the software, not in the hardware. Obviously, if I spent 30 years writing the software that I'm using, obviously that's worth more than a really great iMac. So I moved to where I need to move to, and that's okay. I wish they didn't break Frontier, or I wish there was a way for economics to work so that Frontier, because it's open source software and it's so unique and so good for the Mac, you would think, and since Apple has so much money, that they would find a way to create economics that makes that software move with them. But they haven't done that. And so whatever. So this is reality. So my show has to move. And I wanted to move to Linux because I really like Linux, and I'm very comfortable with it. All of my server apps run on Linux. It's just like second nature to me. it felt like a division, like I was divided from it for a while. But once I, you know, dug back in there, I realized, well, I used Unix long before I ever used a Mac. I mean, a decade before I ever used a Mac, I was using Unix. And so this is like really good for me. And with Drummer running in the browser and Drummer running as Electric Drummer, believe me, it can totally run on Linux. Electron gives me access to Linux. I can create Linux apps. And I will definitely have the incentive to do that. And the very last thing I need to move is Project Lorp. Ta-da! That's where everything all starts to connect together for me, and it's a platform that I want to share. And because Glorp, Node Editor, whatever it ends up being called, because I don't think it's going to end up being called Project Glorp, although somehow sometimes these things end up being called the things you thought nobody would ever call them, once I have that on Linux, my show goes on the road. And also, this idea, as far as I know, has never been done outside of this. This idea that you could use an outliner as a file system and have no editing breaks, nothing keeping you from editing something in one file and then just plopping the cursor down somewhere else and editing something in another. Those barriers should be there. You should know where they are, right? But they shouldn't be things that you have to like swap out your entire context, move somewhere far away, do your thing, and then get back to where you were. That's the thing that causes mistakes or causes things to be not fixed or creates complexity that nobody needs. So it's as it the outliner as a sort of basic paradigm, if you will, makes blogging work better. It also makes this kind of text editing work better too. I'm not willing to say yet that I want to do JavaScript in here. Of course I will do JavaScript in here, but scripting editors, programming at that level, maybe we'll do it. But it works great for Markdown right now, and that's all I'm asking anybody to look at right now. Just writing docs on GitHub, Markdown files. And we're going to try out a bunch of different things. We're going to live with the reality of GitHub. There are going to be surprises. First of all, there are rate limits on GitHub. So we're going to have to be careful about when not writing too often, you know. Also, it seems to take sometimes, intermittently, it takes GitHub a while to recognize a change. So you think you made the editing change, but you go over to GitHub and you reload the page, and sometimes you have to wait a little bit before it shows up. It also seems, I don't know anymore. I haven't been using this long enough to tell you what I know about it. But anyway, so that's what we're up to here. It's the reason why it's difficult to name. Let me just leave you with that thought. Is because GitHub is the first platform I want to support with Glorp. But it's definitely not the last one. I mean, it was not the first one that I supported. And when I got started using this in 2013, it wasn't until much later that I added GitHub support to that. What I started with was S3. And in S3, you don't have what I just talked about. There's no latency. There's no rate limits on S3. It's a different system. But with S3, well, there are all kinds of considerations that you have to think carefully about, security being a major one there. Because unlike GitHub, which has a very nice OAuth interface, S3 doesn't have that, which is really crazy. This is the moment at which you wish, for crying out loud, just, you know, give us an access token. Let the user go over there and, you know, and say that they want to use S3 with Drummer. And give us a way of, I would love it if it would just say Drummer is allowed to access these buckets or these paths. That would be awesome. And it would just open up so many doors because S3 is uniquely valuable in the world that we live in right now. And so anyway, it wasn't a candidate to be the first thing because it can't be something that I can write a doc for the same way that I can write a doc for GitHub. Because, and the OAuth thing, and the fact that anybody can create one of these repos, and I mean, they've really got an open slice here that a company like Microsoft is going to know what to do with. So I think that if anybody from Amazon might possibly be listening to this, this is not just a Silicon Valley startup right now. This is a very big competitor of yours. And they've got an advantage here. And if Project Glorp isn't the success that pries this thing open, if it's something else, just know that it can be. That one can make the editing environment here much richer, easier, all of the above. It doesn't have to, it can be a much more efficient thing. And that GitHub set up for it in S3 is really not set up for it yet, but could easily be. So, anyway, what I'm looking for at this point is to get a test group going like the one that we had for Drummer. It started in, I think, early August, and then Drummer shipped on October 10th. So, but this will be a much shorter window because this is more like old school, I would say. I don't know. I'll let you know when it's over. That's when I will know for sure what it's like. But I don't think it's a huge thing right now in terms of time. But I do think it's a huge step in terms of editing. And by the way, that's the big picture on Drummer. What Drummer is a networked editing tool like none that has ever existed. That's really the way to think about it. It's going to be hooked up to everything. And I'm committed to that. And I think there's a lot of connecting that's possible. So it's going to be exciting. All right. That's what I got to say today. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.